Well, the old Christmas song goes, "Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly." But when, for whatever reason, being jolly all the time doesn't quite fit, well, Christmas can make the ache we feel inside even more pronounced. And then it's the time to get beneath superficial jolliness to what Christmas really points to. In the Bible reading we had from John's Gospel, a reading used for centuries in English churches at Christmas time, we hear of Jesus being described as the Word. That is God's dynamic means of communication. We hear the reality of Jesus in much more profound ways than we often think. Jesus, the Word of God, was with God at the beginning of time. He was always himself God. In him was the light of light, that is, light that illuminates humanity. And his light, we're told, shines in the darkness of a broken and disturbed world. And yet, the darkness has not overcome his light. Now, our candles are not some sort of sentimental magic, but an illustration of the light in the darkness that Jesus represents and can bring. The amazing thing that Christmas shows to us is that this light in the darkness is not some sort of theory or even a wish from God that things would be better. No, we read, "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world." As John puts it a few lines down, Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. God, in the person of Jesus, the always existing Word, the eternal Son, has taken to himself flesh and bones, brain and blood, and the full humanity that you and I have. As we sang at the start, he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. But what did God in the flesh experience when he arrived? Well, the Bible account of his birth that most of us know from childhood shows him being born as a baby. Here is God, utterly vulnerable and totally dependent on other people. His first breath was taken not in a palace fit for a king, but in some kind of outhouse used for animals. And he was laid in a feeding trough. His first visitors were the rather ignorant, usually despised and smelly shepherds. And what did he experience as he grew up? Well, our reading from John tells us he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. God came to earth, but found the people he had made rejected him. Even those who should have been expected to welcome him didn't. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. God become flesh in Jesus. God living with us found that life was extremely tough. Most obviously, in the way that his life on earth ended, being treated unjustly and cruelly and being executed in his early 30s. What Christmas means then is that God knows what it's like to be lonely. God himself knows what it's like to be let down, to be misunderstood. God knows what it is to struggle and to suffer. Now, the truths that we hear about in that reading of God himself becoming flesh, of Jesus the Word existing before all time began, remind us that God is one God, and yet he is a relationship of God the Father, God the Son, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And what that means is that because God the Father sent God the Son into the world, and he suffered, and he died, means that God also knows what it's like to lose a loved one. God himself has been through that experience. Christmas shows us that God knows what it's like to feel like you feel. God knows and shares himself with us. He shares our lives with us. He shares our difficulties with us. But this remarkable understanding, empathy of the God who made us and suffers with us also helps us to look forward. Jesus, the light, shines in the darkness. And despite all that the darkness does to him, it has not overcome him. The past and the present may seem difficult, but with him, there is a better future, especially when we allow him to draw alongside us. We read, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus' light then can point us to the light of knowing God in our lives as his children, those caught up into his life in all that we are and do. Jesus' light can bring life. What is often called in John's book, eternal life. That is, life enhanced now and life secured forever. Because Jesus, the Word, who was cruelly executed to take away the sins of the world, overcame death itself to be the resurrection and the life for those who believe in him. Well, our cultural Christmas then may be bittersweet because of the circumstances or the situations that we're in. But the Christ of Christmas, God the Word made flesh, shows us that whatever life feels like now, we know that he has experienced it and shares it with us. He has walked this way before us. And the light of God, the Word made flesh, shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. There is something better ahead when we look to him. Let's be quiet for a moment. We've sung some very old songs this evening, some of them very ancient indeed. We're now going to listen to a more contemporary song which expresses the truths of Christmas. You'll find the words on the reverse of the order of service. It comes from a Christmas album called Rumours of Angels and speaks of Jesus walking where I walked.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to spend a few moments